next one, halakha in Hilchot Shabbat. I'm not sure if we discussed it previously in our halakha yomit, and if we did, I'd like to make a clarification if we weren't clear the first time regarding using soap on Shabbat. There is an opinion of the Pahad Yitzhak that is lenient on using bar soap on Shabbat, but that's a it's a lower opinion, and therefore those that are lenient to use soap on Shabbat, bar soap we're talking, you can't attack them, because they definitely have the Pahad Yitzhak who's worthy to rely on. However, it's the consensus of most Aharonim would include Hakam Ben Sion, Alav Shalom, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, and even Hakam Ovadia would prefer that soft soap be used. Today especially it's easy. Soft soap is easy to come by. And most people, Baruch Hashem, they have it in the house anyway, so it would be proper to use the soft soap on Shabbat. But there's one prat that has to be clarified and pointed out. Chaim Ben Sion makes it clear that the soft soap should be watered down. Because even soft soap has a little thickness to it, and there would be problems of memareach, of like a gel that you're rubbing it into your hands on Shabbat would be a problem. So therefore, it would be proper before Shabbat to add a little water to the soft soap to make it watery, so it's not as thick as it is. It comes out like nozli, and therefore you would be saving yourself from all problems. So again, the preferred use would be soft soap on Shabbat that is diluted.